Advocates for Wisconsin Works clients call the new numbers alarming. Of all the agencies that administer the W-2 program in Wisconsin, those in Milwaukee sanction participants' benefits at the highest rate. That's according to the state audit, which ran through October of this year. For example, the YWCA W-2 program in Milwaukee docked benefit payments to more than 40% of its clients over the past 3 years. Karen Rotker is a lawyer for the ACLU in Milwaukee. She represents W-2 clients who have had their benefits reduced due to the error of caseworkers.
If your entire benefit is $673 a month or $628 a month and you lose $400, you could be homeless.
The audit shows hundreds of inappropriate sanctions. Advocates believe those to be just the tip of the iceberg because they say those are the clearest mistakes, the easiest to track, like docking a mother's benefit because she is staying home with her newborn. Under W-2 rules, the monthly cash grants to custodial parents of infants is not contingent on compliance with work or training requirements. But according to the audit, new mothers continue to be sanctioned because they are erroneously marked as absent. Rotker says there's another group of clients being sanctioned that may not be capable of complying with W-2 rules, like one of her clients who couldn't read and therefore couldn't understand the written W-2 rules that kept coming in the mail. She also says reinstating benefits lost to mistakes often comes too late.
You can start, you know, losing half your check or a whole check in a month, particularly when it's wrong, when it's the agency that made a mistake. Getting the check back 3 months later is not necessarily going to fix the problem once you've become homeless.
The Legislative Audit Bureau report makes several recommendations to the Department of Workforce Development. The report says the agency has taken steps to remedy sanction errors, but more action is needed, including imposing penalties on W-2 providers for making inappropriate sanctions against participants. Kathleen Mulligan-Hansel of the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, a Milwaukee policy group, says there seems to be a lack of accountability in the W-2 program.
We need to see a stronger position taken on part of the state government to ensure that agencies that are carrying out state policy are doing it properly.
Advocates and lawmakers focused on W-2 issues look to a new administration to help resolve some of the problems addressed in the latest audit. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.